Spike, take down a note. Dear Princess Celestia, I've learned that one of the joys of friendship is sharing your blessings. But when there's not enough blessings to go around, having more than your friends can make you feel pretty awful. So, though I appreciate the invitation, I will be returning both tickets to the Grand Galloping Gal. Grand Galloping Gal. Galloping Gal. Dear Princess Celestia, my friend Applejack is the best friend a pony could ever have. And she's always there to help any pony. The only trouble is, when she needs help, she finds it hard to accept it. So while friendship is about giving of ourselves to friends, it's also about accepting what our friends have to offer. Today I learned that it's hard to accept when some pony you like wants to spend time with some pony who's not so nice. Though it's impossible to control who your friends hang out with, it is possible to control your own behavior. Just continue to be a good friend. In the end, the difference between a false friend and one who's true will surely come to light. I have learned a very valuable lesson about friendship. I was so afraid of being thought of as a show-off that I was hiding a part of who I am. My friends helped me realize that it's okay to be proud of your talents, and there are times when it's appropriate to show them off, especially when you're standing up for your friends. Dear Princess Celestia, I am happy to report that the dragon has departed our fair country, and that it was my good friend Fluttershy who convinced him to go. This adventure has taught me to never lose faith in your friends. They can be an amazing source of strength and can help you overcome even your greatest fears. It's hard to believe that two ponies who seem to have so little in common could ever get along. But I found out that if you embrace each other's differences, you just might be surprised to discover a way to be friends after all. My friends and I all learned an important lesson. Never judge a book by its cover. Someone may look unusual, or funny, or scary, but you have to look past that and learn who they are inside. Real friends don't care what your cover is. It's the contents of a book that count. And a good friend, like a good book, is something that will last forever. I've learned that sometimes the solution to your problems can come from where you least expect it. It's a good idea to stop and listen to your friends' opinions and perspectives, even when they don't always seem to make sense. Winter Wrap-Up was one of the most special things I've ever been a part of here at Ponyville. It helped me to learn that we all have great talents, and if we're patient and diligent, we're sure to find them. And as always, with good friendship and teamwork, ponies can accomplish anything. Dearest, I am happy to report that one of your youngest subjects has learned a valuable lesson about friendship. Sometimes the thing you think will cause you to lose friends and feel left out can actually be the thing that helps you meet your closest friends and realize how special you are. It's important to remember that the friendship is always more important than the competition. This week, my very talented friend Rarity learned that if you try to please everybody, you oftentimes end up pleasing nobody, especially yourself. And I learned this. When some pony offers to do you a favor, like making you a beautiful dress, you shouldn't be overly critical of something generously given to you. In other words, you shouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth. I am happy to report that I now realize there are wonderful things in this world you just can't explain, but that doesn't necessarily make them any less true.
Friendship is a wondrous and powerful thing. Even the worst
enemies can become